This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're covering a really powerful topic, and that's what's the greatest threat to humanity? People say, well, how about talking about what the greatest positive thing is? That's another show we'll do. But knowing the threat is what protects all the good. And there's so much good in this universe. And I do think looking at the good, holding up the good, recognizing what's good, celebrating what's good, is part of the battle. The CIA, we always knew this, they declassified it in the last few years, ran Ms. Magazine, the entire feminist movement, in their own annals. It's all declassified. There's books written on it now. You can go look it up online. To get women in to the workforce to pay taxes so that the state could begin to raise children. And now you see them saying that your children belong to the state on the news and federal court rulings along those lines. But they've also declassified that they would pay classical artists, sculptors, you name it, to make ugly things that didn't make sense so that they could redefine what beauty is. And you go, but even something ugly can have beauty. Well, no, I understand to a finer eye with a deeper palate, a more sophisticated palate, that's an angle. But no, they directly wanted to do it and force-feed it so that we would start accepting ugliness. They built buildings to be ugly starting in the 50s and 60s. They didn't want grand, beautiful architecture. That uplifts the soul. It makes you feel good. I need to do a whole report on this because it's one thing for me to just spout off about it. When you see all the documents, the admissions, I show you the ugly buildings and notice the people get ugly. You can take somebody that doesn't have classical beauty, but if they're, you know, they're filled with light and love and have done something great. I mean, I see 80-year-old ladies, you just see the beauty in them because they're alive and they're out in the garden, there's bees and they have electricity in their eyes. You see some hateful person, there's nothing uglier. I mean, we're fighting a spiritual battle. And you know, media matters and folks can make jokes and right-wing watch and say, Alex Jones, you know, says the devil is a space alien and is running things. Again, allegory, real, whatever you want to call it. The people running this planet are building something artificial and ugly that doesn't work. Monsanto says they want worldwide for plants not be able to reproduce anymore. And then you go to them in a factory, and that's where the one-time seed comes from. I mean, this is fundamentally satanic stuff. So, yes, the Bible says an entity was marooned on this planet and wants to destroy us. And then I go study the elite. They're all into the occult. They worship Lucifer. They think Lucifer is God. They are building a world government with high technology that they believe will make them new gods and free them from the planet. Go read the UN. Go read Julian Huxley. Go read the visionaries of this modern system. Go read Kurzweil. And they're so delusional, they think they're going to create Lucifer. They're atheists that don't believe in God and the devil, but they go ahead and say, I worship Lucifer, like the head of the liberal movement, Saul Alinsky, dedicated his book to Lucifer. But they believe they're building Lucifer. Because humans can envision and build whatever they imagine with enough time and energy. And they've got 7.5 billion of us wired into their system, manipulating us, our labor, our energy, to get all our technology, all of our brain trust, and steal it to build some beast computer they're going to merge with and fly off. Overall, that's the greatest threat, that the people running the world hate humanity, say we're ugly, we're all mentally ill, we have no free will, there is no God, and then behind the scenes, few of them are atheists like Kurzweil, but behind the scenes, I've never found one of them that doesn't say, I love the devil. And I'm going to live forever, and I'm going to have unlimited power. You'll never help the general public or a bunch of dumb scum, Jones. Join us and get the power. You want the power, don't you?
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people, and so we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking down in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
Yeah, first of all, I want to say, Secret 12, Attitude, Supermail, Brain Force, Frosty Guard, Silver Bullet. I use them all. They're phenomenal. They work. Buy them, folks.
Thank you, brother.
Really thank you guys for putting those out there.
I am a relatively short-time listener, and I'm quite a supporter of your fine, fine products.
Welcome to the InfoWar.
It's so easy to get these incredible nutraceuticals that support your health and the InfoWar at the same time.
When I'm your listener, I buy all the nutraceuticals, AccuFX.
Let me ask you a question. Have they worked for you?
They're the most unbelievable products I've ever had in my life.
What products are you taking? Are you
everything taking from Super Male to Brain Force to Winter Sun, X2, even got a little DNA Force. So and I just re-upped everything, and I just went to autofill.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com to read the information and research and to see the reviews for yourself. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
Now the ride of Paul Revere sets the nation on its ear. And the shock that Lexington heard round the world. When the British fired in the early dawn, the War of Independence had begun. The die was cast, the rebel flag unfurled. And on to Concord marched the foe to seize the arsenal there, you know. Waking folks, searching all around. Till our militia stopped them in their tracks. At the old North Bridge, we turned them back to chase those redcoats back to Boston town. And a shout around the world was the start of the revolution. The men and women were ready on the move. Take your powder, take your gun, report to General Washington. Hurry, men, there's not an hour to lose.
It happened that they had planned, if the British was ever to come over here, that they'd put a light up in this high church steeple. And Paul went down there to look. And sure enough, there was the light, burning brighter than day. Well, Paul, he jumped on his old horse and he lit out. He didn't know where he was going, but he knew he had to go somewhere. Oh, I wish you could have seen it. That old horse with his ears laid back and his nostrils wide open, sucking in wind like a jet engine, feet pounding on them cobblestones, striking off sparks. Paul holding on for dear life and hollering at the top of his lungs. He says, the British is coming, the British is coming. Get you a gun, we're going to have us a revolution. And them farmers come a-piling out of the hay like bees out of a beehive. Minutemen, they're called.
What's Minutemen?
Minutemen? They're fellas that had to be ready at a minute's notice. And when Paul comes screeching down the road that way, they grab their guns and hid out behind the weeds and walls and trees and everywhere. And when the British come a-prancing along all dressed up in their red suits, they let them have it. It was a sight to see. And then it happened.
They fired the gun.
They fired the gun. And the shot was so loud, it was heard clear around the world.
Oh, get out.
It's fact. That's the way this country started.
All right, I'm going right back to your phone calls. Justin and Elijah, Sam, Scott, Ryan, we're going to get to everybody right now. What is the biggest issue facing humanity? How do we counter it? That's the question. And we've got a big announcement coming up concerning Obama at the bottom of the hour. Stay with us for that, obviously, and so much other news I want to get to. Some of the big news, if you just joined us, foreign governments dump U.S. debt at record rate. Federal Reserve says they're not going to raise interest rates now. They're going to continue QE, basically, because of economic slowdown around the world. But most of the world is plunging into a depression. And countries now dumping U.S. dollars, U.S. treasuries, at an accelerated rate is very, very serious situation. Let's go to Justin in Canada. Justin, thank you for calling. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Alex.
Thank you, brother. Go ahead.
Okay, so the most threatening thing to the whole planet is that there is no saving it. The global elite, they have the red button. I'm talking about Mayday. Have you heard anything about this? It's an online psyop going on right now.
No, I haven't. Just explain it to me.
Okay, so it started. Actually, it's interesting because the first day that you started commenting, saying that your spidey senses were tingling, was the first day that this started going around online, where Mayday, just like 9/11, where they use a distress call. Apparently, that's the day that everybody's looking at now. This is supposed to. I like to think that I have a pretty good intuition whenever they do these little online psyops and, you know, try and get you to react and get violent to this or anything. But this one's talking about.
I'll look into it. I mean, certainly the globalists use it because 9/11 means, you know, call the government for help, emergency, but also it means it's the government number. So there, if it has double meanings. May Day is an occultic day where they would carry out springtime human sacrifice rituals, obviously in Druidic Europe. And then that's why it was adopted in the French Revolution and then adopted by the communists. And then now they've kind of pop cultured it where, oh, dance around the maypole and all this, you know, for kids. Ha ha ha. It's so cute. You know, Halloween, ghosts and goblins. Really, it's, you know, Samhain, human sacrifice night. So, yes, this is all going on. And I didn't know that there's a hype out there that they're saying May Day. They did the fake bin Laden killing on May Day. They have pulled a lot of weird stuff on May Day, so I'd watch that date. Go ahead.
Yeah, so it points to the jihadis in Europe, and it's one of these, the same kind of thing, the scare tactic of Washington, D.C., London, Rome, Paris, targets in Belgium were specifically mentioned. So it's all about going on the 0 hour of isolated attacks that are all timed. You know how they failed to do that on 9/11. They wanted it all timed up. But
sure, so instead they brought in 5 million into Europe, and it's got to be a million in the U.S. I mean, they say it's $200 in all of Texas. It's $200 at one high school, okay? So probably a million they brought in. Who knows? And a lot of them are sleeper cells. That's admitted. You're saying you're worried they're going to just have coordinated jihad attacks, and then the logical answer will be take the American people's guns and blame the Tea Party, because that's what they do whenever the jihadis attack. Of course, it's not logic, but that's what they do. Is that what you're saying? Is that what folks are saying? Is there's a big jihad attack and the Al-Qaeda folks are online shooting their mouths off about May Day?
Yes and no. May Day is coming from whoever's in control of these, you know, these political forum websites. So that's where you got to take it with a grain of salt. But as far as America goes, the Washington, D.C. plot apparently has more to do with Russia sneaking bomb-grade nuclear material to jihadi buyers, which is supposed to kick off a war with Russia, even though it doesn't look like they are setting it up as much as, you know, as much as it seems like they want to because of Trump and Putin.
Sure,
but
sure.
That's their red button.
All right, great points. Here's what I know. Elites are digging in. Billionaires are moving to the middle of nowhere. They're building giant armored redoubts in the Ozarks. It's just all over the news now. And big stuff's coming. And yes, if they would launch chemical attacks on the Syrian government and then blame the Syrian government, absolutely they're claiming the Russians are selling fissile material to jihadis. And then if we get nuked, oh, Russia did it. Now we're going to have a war with Russia. It's an unprecedented time to be alive because they don't want to have a total world meltdown, which we're on the verge of, and not have some political distraction of a war or a terror attack. And that's why, in my gut, I am just sick with anticipation and sick trying to figure out what's going on and to warn people and to stop it. I just, you can see the preparations, you can see the craziness, and you can feel it. Great points, great points. Let's go ahead and talk to Sam, then Elijah. Sam, thank you for calling from Georgia.
Hey, Alex, how are you today?
I'm doing all right, my friend. What do you think is the big issue facing us?
Well, I think one of the things, by the way, I just want to thank you for a great program and being the tip of the spear. And you remind me of a great blacksmith who made the best sword in the county and decided to teach everyone how to make their own so everyone could be protected.
That's who was that great blacksmith?
I don't know. I'm just saying a great blacksmith.
Exactly. That's what it's all about. Imagine a blacksmith that didn't want to teach other people because he wanted all the business for himself. And it was all a secret. Then that little town dies. But the towns that you see that were successful around the world is where somebody like a great blacksmith decided to train everybody. Then it becomes the center of blacksmithing. Then silversmiths, goldsmiths come in. Then business begins. Then opportunity. And that's the difference between a parasite economy and a liberator economy is the globalists want people in little plantations, Section 8 housing, living off the government, horrible lives. The government ships the drugs in to control them. They don't want to have that empowerment. It's so evil.
That's so true. Now, what I wanted to point out was that the way that they want to attack people is with the slow kill, so it doesn't look so obvious. And I think because they're controlling the media so much, we're kind of not looking at this great point, and everyone worries about the great nuclear threat as far as wars, but there's a great nuclear threat throughout the whole world from nuclear power plants. In particular, I wanted to point out the Indian Point nuclear power plant in Fairfield County, and there's also Millstone nuclear plant in Waterford counties. These are counties that are right outside of Manhattan, you know, right off Long Island. And
those
so
are absolute prime targets for somebody to drive through the front gate with a truck full of explosives.
Well, they've already been leaking tremendous amounts of strontium-90 into the water for over 20, 30 years. They're looking at the bodies of deceased children and older people.
Oh, I know. This elite is so evil that all over the world, they just don't even care if reactors leak now. They turn the alarms off and just let everybody get radiated, and they're building more. And Mom Biot, you know, that writes for The Guardian, says he loves it. He said all environmentalists must support nuclear power. They're insane. Good points. I appreciate your call. Let's jam one more in here. Elijah in Missouri. Thank you for calling today.
Yes, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. And I think one of the biggest threats is if the agenda for social engineering of the global elites is ever successful. And it's kind of ironic that they try to blame Donald Trump and say that he's dividing everyone, but really that's their agenda.
Yeah, total weaponized divide and conquer media, and then they say Donald Trump's doing it.
All right, and I have a comment about Donald Trump's campaign. The pundits have been saying that that the Donald Trump nomination could negatively affect Republican senators running for re-election in the 2016 Senate, those 34 seats up for grabs. And I was thinking, what if Mr. Trump were to announce that he'll be endorsing possible, candidates for those seats?
Oh, absolutely. He's brought record numbers of people into the party, and as soon as he's the nominee, he'll only get more support. and he can go out there on a reconciliation tour and really counter, you know, all these people. And they're just scared to death. They get up there and try to sell all day. The Republicans are killing their party. The globalists took over the Republican Party 50-something years ago. They've run it in the ground. They're killing it. There is no real opposition. And the people that have stolen our political system are scared to death right now that somebody real might get in there, even if it's an egomaniac that flies around with gold-plated toilet seats. I mean, I'll tell Trump that. I mean, he's ridiculous. He knows it, too. He's orange hair, orange head, loves gold. We watch the videos for entertainment around here. Like, this is our jet, and this is our palace, and whatever. At least they want to kill everybody. And if the elite hate that maniac, I love him. All right, great points, Elijah. We'll be back, but Scott and others.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Kitty Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rate, and they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We'll be right back.
biggest threat to humanity is ourselves and allowing criminal power-mad elites to think they're invincible and infallible to maintain control. And everything else of that is just a derivative. But obviously, thermonuclear war is a big threat. Genetic engineered crops, splicing the wrong way, giving rise to super viruses, super microbes, super bacteria, nanotech. We are reaching up towards that Atlantean moment. Whether Atlantis existed or not, we are accelerating towards a time where our technology becomes so powerful and our elites so reckless with their random testing that a disaster will happen as we move towards the singularity. Artificial intelligence, so many other issues. And I'm not being negative here. I'm raising all these issues so that we can hopefully have a cultural, species, planetary-wide debate about the real world. Humanity's not going to make it if the establishment dumbs everybody down for management purposes. Because the elite are corrupt and sociopathic and psychopathic and sadistic, on average. The general public's being turned into a bunch of dumb animals. And there's a feedback loop between the two groups. And the best laid plans of mice and men often go astray. And it's happening right now. Look at all the other dictators and elites thought they had it all figured out, and they didn't. Things go real well for them till they don't. Scout. Scout calling from Arizona. Thank you for holding. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I just wanted to bring a little attention to kind of Donald Trump and his campaign with the... It's hard to pinpoint one thing because we're being attacked on so many fronts, but it feels like he might have been put in there to create that division. And I'm a Donald Trump fan, but...
Sure, they may be hyping this whole thing to create division and using him as an unwitting participant.
Exactly. And that tension, you watch all the tension rising, that's probably a lead up towards our civil war, our racial war. So...
Well, we know George Soros and the UN and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, all of them are trying it. And they've got big, you know, anti-Trump demonstrations tomorrow in New York. By the way, what reporter wants to go? We need to send somebody to that. It's big national news to be inside these groups and really show what they're really saying. It's extremely hateful. Sean Hannity has a big viral interview that's up on InfoWars.com where he talks to reporters that went inside of it. Who wants to go? I mean, I kind of let my reporters go where they want to go, so they're excited about it. But I think I have some ideas. I think I know who I'm going to send. I don't know. I'm going to think about it. But good points, Scout. Let's talk to Ryan in Michigan. Ryan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I've been trying to call in all week, man. So it just goes to show you how you guys are exploding. But I just wanted to congratulate you on that. The biggest threat that I see right now to humanity that I want to talk about, I listened to your Facebook mention last weekend with Larry Nichols when he was in the hospital, and he was talking about the Patriot Enabler Act, that which is the executive order that Obama just signed, and he was talking about things we can do to stop that, which brings in the UN on these, you know, federally managed lands, things like that.
It's in Associated Press that the UN will basically run our local governments and make sure our police aren't bad. Oh, the UN's here to save us, aren't they sweet? Foreign occupation just being eased in like a camel's nose under the tent flap.
Right. So are we talking to congressmen about maybe trying to stop that? Because that we have like 25 days to put a stop to it? Is that something?
Look, they implement this stuff and then nothing happens overnight. It takes them time to sell this. We expose it. We say no to it. They can put on paper all day long that they can round up veterans and gun owners and, you know, do this. Let's see them try. That's why they want to get a big crisis going first. And they'll say, we're arresting the Black Lives Matter leadership. Remember how the feds pushed Occupy and then arrested them all? So who knows what the longer-term plan is, but then they get conservatives to go, good, arrest those Black Lives Matter communists. And then next it's, yes, and right-wingers like the Bundys, and yes, the veterans groups. This militia was planning this and that. They're scripting the rollout of a war against the American people. But they thought Waco was a group that was weird or kooky, that they could sell that idea of tanks attacking a church. People got mad across the board. So the globalists have twisted brains. They're smart. They have a lot of data. But they have blind spots. And they also just like to do evil stuff. So they just can't help themselves. And every time they're winning, they do something to screw it up. That's what criminals do. You study criminology.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today, complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
No weapons of mass destruction were found.
Are you kidding me? Do you buy that?
There were.
I was 5 and he was 6. We rode on horses made of sticks. He wore black and I wore white.
Come on, let's shoot.
He would always Blair. Win the
Mark.
Fight. Bang, 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 bang.
Hey, I need to get the brass to drop ramps. I got a wounded girl. We need to take the rest of mine.
The main reason we went into Iraq at the time was we thought he had weapons of mass destruction. It turns out he didn't, but he had the capacity to make weapons of mass destruction. But I also talked about the human suffering in Iraq.
Hello, boys and girls. I have a special message for you from the President of the United States. I salute the boys and girls who are buying United States savings stamps and bonds, and they're giving important support to the cause of freedom and the men who fight for us in Vietnam.
Congress gave us this authority in August 1964 to do whatever may be necessary. That's pretty far-reaching. That's the sky's the limit.
As an American citizen, you have to respect our president, whether I like it or not. It's really not my decision, but I do respect my president, and I will support whatever decision he makes.
Music played and people sang. Just for me, the church bells rang.
It is a hard fact that U.S. strikes have resulted in civilian casualties.
Now he's gone, I don't know why. Until this day, sometimes I cry. He didn't even say goodbye, he didn't take the time to lie.
The United States knows that Iraq has weapons of mass destruction.
One of the first things they told me was, you're not even to acknowledge the drone program. You're not even to discuss that it exists.
Renewed hostile actions against United States ships on the high seas in the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply. That reply is
crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
And that was a very powerful piece Shikari Jackson put together a couple of years ago. And since then, hundreds of thousands have died more in Western-sponsored, Obama-sponsored jihad takeovers. And we're going to be talking about that in a moment. We're going to be talking about the big announcement concerning Obama. So please stay with us. Don't forget, we are doing one of the biggest sales ever on Survival Shield Nation Iodine X2. It is 37% off. And we're only running it through the weekend. It will end Monday at showtime. I'm going to do that. It's an amazing part of the body. It's the good halogen. You can just look into it for yourself. Iodine deficiencies cause massive IQ reductions, all sorts of other problems. Infowarslife.com is a subsection of Infowarsstore.com that has the nutraceuticals. We also have free shipping on things like the new four-stage fast-flow water filtration system for your showers and bath. Absolutely essential. So whether it's Brain Force, Supermel Vitality, Anthroplex, the Liver Cleanse, it's all there at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. We're also running another special that ends this weekend on Sunday because we're going to run out of toothbrushes. Silver impregnated, implanted, high-quality, high-tech toothbrush. It's a $5 value free with a bottle of Silver Bullet colloidal silver that's already very low priced at $19.95. So, again, that's InfoWarsLife.com. Or InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Now, I'm going to stop right there. The enemy is all about hiding their crimes in plain view and being incredibly, incredibly, incredibly outrageous. Go ahead and start lighting those candles, please. Light those fuses. And then we just sit there and take it like frogs in the proverbial pot. It's time to pull our own stunts to expose what they're doing. And one stunt won't save the world, but a million might. Throwing it back in their face, showing what frauds they are. Barack Obama, this is a conservative number. We broke it down. We're doing a story on it today. Wars that he's helped launch or support have killed 995,000. They can always say both sides contribute, but the person that starts it under the Geneva Convention in history is the one behind it. And nobody has pushed this more and given cover to war like it's some humanitarian thing than Barack Hussein Obama. So Obama total kill count, 995,000. People say, what's the big announcement? That is the big announcement. We just get comfortable with, you know, millions of dead Iraqis, millions of, it's crazy. And since he's been in, 995,000 people and tens of thousands from drone strikes that he's ordered. We're going to go over all of this, but Carmen and, of course, Leanne, you guys come on in here. I have decided, well, we're going to punch him up on screen for TV viewers. I have decided to give Barack Obama a Nobel Peace Prize. He's already been given one before he was even president for doing nothing. And so we are now giving, and there's one candle for every 100,000 people he has directly contributed to killing. And you know, Obama says he's really good at killing people. Let's pull that clip up in a few minutes. Come on in, Leanne. Come on in, ladies. And so we're going to celebrate with the president his mass murder. I know that's obscene, but we're being satirical here. The media acts like it's no big deal. And it's, you know, Madeleine Albright said 500,000 dead Iraqi children is a good price to pay. You know, Bush was part of that, but the Democrats were involved. Clinton was involved. She said it's a good price to pay. Remember that? So, hey, let's bring them a delicious cake here. Ladies, thank you. You just said it right there by the microphone over there. Thank you. You guys did a great job coming up with the graphics. In fact, I believe you did the graphics for this, correct? All right. Well, fantastic. All right. Well, fantastic. Now, here we are. We have the Nobel Prize. This is made by the guy that invented dynamite or nitroglycerin. And so he said he felt bad about war, so he gave hundreds of millions of dollars at that time to the Nobel Prize. And they've given some good people the Nobel Prize, but now it's a true joke to get it. So I also want to give him not just the new Nobel Prize, but I want to give him this plastic bling, dollar sign OG situation, because, again, it's all about celebrating the fraud. It's not real gold, but it doesn't matter. I'll just say it is. Just like he's not a man of peace, but we'll just say he is. And so here it is, a new Nobel Prize for Obama and the staff here. We're all just going to have a piece of the cake. Hey, here's Obama. Yeah, Obama. Man, only 375,000 more Iraqis have died since Obama took over. Hundreds of thousands of Afghans. Hundreds of thousands in Syria, Libya. It's over 400,000 now. I kept saying 300,000 in Syria. And our government, with NATO, helped start the whole thing. So I brought some of the crew in, whoever wanted a piece of this cake. Leanne, will you sit down by the microphone here, please, and tell folks what this says here for radio listeners. We have to narrate for them. It's got a Nobel Prize there. It's the President's Nobel Prize.
Cake here with his second Nobel Peace Prize for being a man of peace. To the King, Obama, we love you. You're so good at killing people.
Almost a million.
Yeah, almost there. Almost a million. We wanted to put that extra candle
in. It probably is a million, too. We were being a little...
Exactly. Yeah. That's old numbers.
That we know. Okay.
Well, so here's the killing a million people.
Yeah.
Yay. Hail Obama. So let's give him another Nobel Prize.
Community organizer.
And I'm giving him this one. What are we going to call this? The original gangster prize?
OG.
This is for being really good at killing people.
That's right. And he says he's really good at killing
people.
The
bling.
He said it.
Is your mic on?
Yeah.
I told him to turn on when I walked in.
Okay, good. I talked right into it. Again, this is just impromptu. I thought, get this cake made the other day. And I think HEB did a great job on that. I think HEB made it, didn't they?
Yes.
Okay, so it's delicious.
HEB.
They're complicit.
And I think it's even got high fructose corn syrup in it, and we wanted it to be a unhealthy cake, like all of this. And so this is a truly blasphemous situation, because it is all a joke. The Nobel Prize is a joke. It's all a joke. So anybody that wants to get on that mic and make
Nobel
comments.
Nobel Prize, I mean, right when he was elected, he didn't even do anything, and he got the Nobel Prize. And then he ended up killing almost a million people.
But listen,
so he deserves another one.
I get a Nobel Prize.
Everybody gets one.
Yeah.
They just pass them out to everybody.
I deserve it.
I just think it's amazing. The number of troops killed in Afghanistan is 75% of the total troop deaths are since Obama took office.
You know what I want? I want to nominate Hitler for a Nobel Peace Prize. Stalin, Mao, Genghis Khan, and Fidel Castro, while we're at it. I mean, why not?
Why not?
How about Pol Pot? Hillary Clinton. We blew up Libya.
We have the picture of Libya before and after.
Yeah, Joe, get on the mic here.
You were Libya's a really great place now.
Hillary for prison. Hillary for Nobel Peace Prize. Let's do it.
Well, again, I didn't want to just, print out a paper Nobel Prize and say, here, we're giving you a new one. But I want to put the headline out with this video as soon as we can. Just Obama given another Nobel Peace Prize. And ours is just as real and just as authentic as theirs, because they've given it to Henry Kissinger, Al Gore. It is now a sign that you are a war criminal, just an absolutely horrible, evil person. We can stop flashing now. I think I'm about to die.
I know. I'm getting a little
900.
Nobody watching that theater.
Yeah.
Exactly. 995,000.
Programming with the blinking.
Yeah, that was my idea. Like, it's a bad video game finish screen. You know, you're finished with the video game, you're almost done, and that screen flashes.
Yeah, it's awesome, dude. And he's sitting on a pile of skulls. We can just freeze it with a pile of skulls back there. So there you have it. And of course, Dr. Pianca at UT got a standing ovation in the Texas Academy of Sciences 8 years ago. It's an endgame when he got up with a huge projection of red skulls and said, soon we're going to have airborne Ebola. I'm ready to die with my family. Humans are evil. This is a good thing. And so this is really their attitude overall. But guys, who wants to chime in, though, about this? I mean,
who was the prince who wanted to come back as a virus and kill come back and kill a billion people?
Yeah, that's the Queen of England's husband.
That's right.
Prince Philip.
Prince Philip.
He said that in three books and in a bunch of magazines.
No, but he's just kidding. He's just joking around. You know, he really doesn't want to kill a billion people. They want to kill 5 billion people.
Yeah.
But he is a big supporter of Bill and Melinda Gates. They want him to take that shot. David Knight, McGreen, Josh.
Hey, let me just say, only in today's Orwellian society would someone like Obama get a Nobel Peace Prize, you know.
For doing nothing. I mean, outrageously, he got it. I mean, who is this guy?
Well, I'm giving him.
Now he gets the Nobel Peace Prize?
I'm giving him this for making our economy the best it's ever been. Remember, he said that. Our economy is the best it's ever been.
Yes.
Well, and that points, and along that line, Alex, there's been a million people who've lost their jobs since NAFTA. Of course, we can't blame that on Obama. He campaigned, said he was going to get rid of NAFTA. That's a bipartisan effort. So I guess when he accepts this, then he needs to give some credit to the people who helped him in the GOP as well, the establishment leaders. And
yes.
I wonder if he will accept our Nobel Peace Prize. Because, I mean, at least it's not being given to Henry Kissinger. I think this one is actually worth more than the Nobel Committee. What do you think?
It looks more delicious.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, good job, everybody. And again, I don't normally pull stunts saying big announcement coming up and then we do this, but it's truly sickening when you look at this because it's a joke they gave him the prize, and we're not really joking about all these dead people. It's horrible, but the American people seem to think it's like another planet over there that this is happening. Our government put the jihadis in, and now 400,000+ people, according to Lancet and others, have died. In Syria, no one was dying before this happened. They try to blame Assad. They admit the vast majority are al-Qaeda and ISIS killing people, including the genocide of Christians.
The Christians, yeah. The ISIS has killed over 170,000 Christians and Shiites since. That's just in Iraq, too. That's not even the other countries because they don't even know the numbers in the other countries because just the way things are
going. Our government with Saudi Arabia has financed and aided and armed a Sunni jihad to take over the entire region. Joe Biggs, why do you think they're doing that? I'm going to run the mic back over there.
I mean, yesterday I went out and did a video of a man on the street out at South by Southwest asking people who hates Muslims more, Obama, Clinton, or Trump. And everyone automatically just said Trump, completely ignoring the fact that Donald Trump opposed both wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And also I brought up the fact of the drone kills by Obama, how they've gone since he's been in office.
Leanne, those are just like children. Each one's 100,000 kids. You know, do they just blow them out like it's no big deal? You know, Bill Maher says, kill more people, murder, war, suicide, just get the highway moving. Of course, his life matters, though. Sorry, Joe, go ahead.
Yeah, so, I mean, people didn't seem too concerned that Obama and Clinton had been involved in all these, murders. And people were just more concerned about the fact that Donald Trump wanted to build a wall. And that means he hates Muslims and he's a racist. So I just thought that was a little out of
control. Exactly. Let's go through some more of these slides. So that's 170,000 people, mostly Christians, killed by ISIS in Iraq alone. 400,000 in Syria in the last 5 years. We've got a Libyan civil war, 20,000, and it's way above that. Iraq deaths since Obama, 375,000. 1,700 troops killed in Afghanistan since Obama took over, 17,000 wounded. We've got 5,000 that he ordered killed himself with drones, most of them. And again, if he's even going to do this, why would he say he's good at killing?
He's really good at killing people.
I'm really good at killing. In fact, we'll get that clip after the break. But anybody else want to pop in about just this incredible leader?
Yeah, I mean, war in itself is health of the state. I mean, remember yesterday with the Economist coming out saying that Trump was a global threat to humanity, just as bad as ISIS. But then you got Hillary Clinton that overthrew Libya, Gaddafi in Libya, gave the country over to ISIS. Then you got
NAFTA. You have the people that put ISIS in and al-Qaeda telling us Trump's al-Qaeda.
Right.
And then you got NAFTA that's basically created this whole immigration problem that we have because now millions of Mexicans don't even have jobs if we're sending corn and whatnot down into Mexico, government-subsidized corn. So now they're fleeing over here. So they're just creating this whole global instability.
Mm-hmm.
They admit they use every selective deal to absolutely screw everyone over and consolidate power. David Knight, anything?
Well, I just want to add the two slides, the one of Misrata, which is in Libya, showing the before and after, and then the shot of in Syria showing this whole area of town that's just been totally destroyed. So there's Libya right there, before and after. You know, you could see all the good we've done there, all the spreading of freedom that's going on right there. And then go to the one in Syria, showing the Syrian. The background image is amazing. Look, here's a normal looking neighborhood. Now watch it transform. Look at that. Nothing. It's been snuffed out.
That's right. For radio listeners, InfoWars.com.
It's amazing.
/show.
Amazing what's going on.
InfoWars.com/show to find the free video feeds. Go ahead, Big Brain.
Well, I just want to point out the people in these countries, they know who's behind this, too. When you, because there's interviews with people that are there, and they know that it's Western intelligence. And,
they say,
and
Obama, stop sending Al-Qaeda to kill us. You give them weapons. Why?
So they might be fooling people here in the United States, but they're not fooling anybody out there in the Middle East.
Well, we're eating Obama's Nobel Peace Prize here, his death cake.
And remember Hillary Clinton's friend, Madeleine Albright, who said that it was worth the death of 500,000 children with the sanctions under the first Clinton administration. Of course, now she's there with Hillary, pushing her, telling everybody, you know, if you don't vote for her because she's a woman, you're a bad person. But, of course, you know, where is the... this is a woman who doesn't have a problem with the death of 500,000 people, children, I should say.
In fact, let's take this video right now before the show ends if we can, and let's put the Obama, I'm good at killing people, Hillary, she's good at killing people, you know, I came, I saw he died, and let's put the Albright clip, you know, in here so folks see just really how great all these folks are. We're not just singling Obama out, even though he's launched a bunch of wars. It's that he got a peace prize, folks. It's just how stupid this is. So what do you guys think of the idea? Seriously, I'm trying to illustrate this. I mean, I think it's been successful.
I mean, I think a lot of Americans, unfortunately, don't read enough international news sources. A lot of the stuff that I find out about Obama's drone strikes are from, like, not just BBC, but also kind of Middle Eastern.
Sure, it's where they bomb sometimes a wedding on purpose to make them uprise.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then stay there. We're going to come back with a final segment on this and your phone calls. Then we got a special guest joining us.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here back live with some of the crew enjoying Obama's second Nobel Peace Prize. Well-deserved. Other arch war criminals like Henry Kissinger have gotten prizes, so it's truly disgusting. But I saw Joe Biggs in the audience, a combat vet, three tours, and he, of course, has death on his finger. And I'm not saying he's a bad guy. He believed what he was doing at the time. He said, no, I won a peace prize, too. I did it. And so he's here. I thought we'd give him a peace prize, too. So we have another one. Doesn't matter if it doesn't look like the old one. The whole thing's a fraud to begin with. Ours is just as real as the Nobel committees. So, Joe Biggs, come on up here, my friend. Let's put it right in front of the cake where you have the document cam. It says death on your trigger finger. And so we will now bestow not you, but your finger, because it says death, a peace prize. There you go. A lot. Dun, dun, dun. It's Justice
Joe Biggs.
Yay, alive. His finger.
Joe Biggs' trigger finger award death, the Nobel.
Death. Death gets a. We should give a Nobel Peace Prize to Death.
Absolutely.
Or the God of War. Let's give Mars a Peace Prize. In fact, I'm taking it away from your finger. You don't get it.
You should give it to my AR-15.
Exactly. Well, actually, that can bring peace and defend you, but. No, to the God of War, Mars, we give you another peace prize. I can just hand out all I want. All right. Closing comments. Leanne, you wanted to say something, too, over there, Kit Daniels.
Well, I also just really love getting lectured by Obama about gun control, and when then he goes and sells billions of dollars worth of weapons to all these countries.
Or how Christians are hateful on Easter. Yeah. Last year he attacked Christians on Easter, so I wonder how he'll hike his leg this year.
Yeah, I mean, what are we going to do when he's no longer in office to lecture us about that?
You know, they actually have the Constitution at one of the big memorials. They actually caught Obama in there like at 2 a.m. peeing on it like it was a fire hydrant.
Like Ozzy Osbourne did to the Alamo?
Yes. I'm joking, but that sounds like something he did. I mean, you know, we're now doing satire.
We have that exclusive video.
Leanne, anything else?
Well, I just can't wait. What do we have, another 8 months? 8 more months to go?
Well, yeah, those numbers are a few months old, so it's well over a million. This really celebrates a million dead. I mean, for him. Because that's when you get a peace prize. We don't celebrate.
Well, I think they would say, looking back, it was worth it. It was worth it.
Kit, is this in bad taste, what I'm doing? I mean, it's not bad for Obama to kill the people, but it's bad to make fun of him. I'm sure there'll be a Media Matters.
What's disgusting is that Media Matters and the media will attack you for this, but they won't attack Obama for drone strike and little innocent children and women and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Why are you racist?
Oh, well, I'm guessing some white.
He did cry for those kids.
I'm actually racist.
He had his PT.
Oh, from Sandy Hook.
Yeah.
I just can't confiscate the gun. I'm failing. My husband is going to beat me tonight, Michelle.
The kids. Not the kids I killed with my drone strike. Not those kids. They don't count. Collateral damage.
This whole peace prize, it kind of shows how the establishment preys on the ignorance of the population. Because I think it was Cindy Sheehan. I went to an event that she did a couple years ago. She told me the anti-war movement completely disappeared once Obama got in office. But Obama has done exactly what Bush would have continued doing if he stayed in office.
Oh, that was the whole point. Where is the left mad about Bernie Sanders having the election stolen from him? They admit. And now the Republicans say they're going to steal the delegates as well. All right, well, great job, crew. We're going to post this video so radio listeners can see it in the next couple hours with the little clips of Albright saying 500,000 kids is a good price to pay, and everybody's good at killing people. But I know for veterans and soldiers who had to do what they had to do, they're not into bragging about killing. Joe, you know, for you as a veteran combat vet, is it obnoxious to see somebody like Hillary talking about how good she is at killing people and how tough she is, and like Ryan Williams saying she's in all this combat?
I mean, I'd like to see her actually go do it. I don't think she has the guts to actually do it. She's a coward. She sits back, makes a command, and she has other people do it. That's how she's able to sleep at night. I'd like to see someone like that who brags about it actually go out there and do it. I don't think she'd have the guts.
Now, you know Full Metal Jacket when he says to Gomer Powell, he goes, I bet if there was something up on top of that obstacle you could get up there. Yeah. I bet it was a hot chick up on top of the obstacle she could get up there. I bet Hillary could carry a 75-pound pack 20 miles if there was Marilyn Monroe at the other end.
I'm
one of her
sure.
only saving graces.
Do you think she goes for Marilyn Monroe type? I'd say Janet Reno or someone.
No, you're right. No, she goes for women that look like lizards.
Mm-hmm.
like her. I don't mean to be mean. It's just true. She's fair game. Hey, Obama, good job. You got another Peace Prize. Third hour, 70 seconds away. Dr. Jerome Corsi joining us and more. Stay with us.
Visit GCNLive.com today.